There is a debate happening in this country about ways to reform the criminal justice system. We're going to take a look now at an experiment underway in California. Last year, voters approved Proposition 47, which permits courts to reclassify some nonviolent felony convictions as misdemeanors. Marisa Lagos from member station KQED in San Francisco reports that many former offenders are seeing new opportunities open up as a result.
21-year-old Safala Mayfield's life began to fall apart in his teens after his grandmother suffered a stroke and his mother fell back into drug addiction. Sitting at the kitchen table in the San Francisco home where he grew up, Mayfield says his run-ins with the law didn't seem as big of a deal when he was a teenager.
Before, like, when I was a minor, I caught a few felonies, but it was like petty felonies, you know what I mean? Vandalism, you know, like graffiti and stuff.
But after Mayfield turned 18, he was convicted of theft for stealing an iPhone.
I didn't really know, like, how serious it was until I was an adult and I had a felony and I really tried to go get a job.
Mayfield says after getting out of jail, he applied for position after position.
I didn't get any calls back. I'd call them back. They'd, oh, our hiring manager's not in, you know. I just had a feeling that's what it was, you know, just me having, you know, the felony on my record and stuff.
At the urging of his probation officer, Mayfield called the public defender's office and asked them if he was eligible for his crimes to be reclassified under Prop 47. Within a month, his felony record was gone. He now has two jobs and is helping support his younger siblings. Mayfield is one of tens of thousands of nonviolent felons who have gone to California court since November and asked a judge to reduce convictions to misdemeanors. Court officials say they have received more than 160,000 petitions so far. Vincent Andrade is chief deputy public defender in the Central Valley County of Merced. So many people are curious about Prop 47 relief. His office holds a legal clinic every week for offenders.
There's such a great demand that we really have to cap it around 10 people every Monday we meet with.
Andrade says the impact is significant. An old felony can stigmatize people for the rest of their lives, preventing them from getting jobs, financial aid, and housing.
What does it lead you to not seek out because you don't think you'll even accomplish what you're trying to do? It really takes away a person's initiative if they don't think they have a future.
But not everyone thinks the changes brought by Prop 47 have been entirely positive. San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir says he does support clearing past felonies for people who have turned their lives around. But he says the new lower threshold for many property crimes could explain a spike in offenses since the measure passed.
You know, with the number one deterrent to crime being fear of being caught, they're not really worried about being caught because it can never get to a felony.
Former offenders who have already changed their lives say Prop 47 is allowing them to finally move on. Sholanda Jackson spent her 20s addicted to crack. She was in and out of prison 13 times.
People said I was hopeless, right? The parole officer, the parole board, I was in prison. They said, oh, she's hopeless, but that's not true. I don't think there's such thing.
Now, she's been sober 11 years. She's married, raising her 8-year-old son, and recently earned her bachelor's degree. She's working full-time and hopes to pursue a master's. But Jackson also says the changes she's been able to make since Prop 47 aren't a cure-all. She has several misdemeanor prostitution charges from her days as an addict that continue to haunt her. After she reduces the drug felonies to misdemeanors, Jackson says she'll ask a court to expunge the prostitution charges from her record.
When I get my master's degree, what if I want to go work for the VA or for Kaiser? I'm sure it'll come up.
Jackson hopes the changes and a clean slate would allow her to pursue all her dreams. For NPR News, I'm Marisa Lagos in San Francisco.